Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 27th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. A review of data from China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology by the South China Morning Post found that the total number of apps in Chinese app stores fell from 4.52 million at the end of 2018 to just 2.78 million apps as of October 2021. Over the course of 2019, the number of available apps fell by roughly 850,000 as regulators cracked down on collection of personal information. 2020 saw available apps fall by 220,000 over the course of the year, followed by a net loss of 670,000 apps in 2021. Microsoft, Intel, GM, and Google canceled plans for a physical presence at CES next month, citing the rising number of COVID cases globally. The Consumer Technology Association said 42 exhibitors have canceled. The health tech company Movano announced the Movano Ring, a slim smart ring with sensors to collect heart rate, sleeping, respiration, temperature, blood oxygen, and step data. The Movano app provides insights about how changes in one metric impact health conditions. The ring doesn't currently have FDA clearances, but the company is conducting clinical trials to get Class 2 designation to eventually add medical features like blood pressure and glucose monitoring. A beta version of the ring is expected in the second half of 2022. LG Display will show off more uses for its transparent OLEDs at CES. The OLED shelf concept uses two 55-inch transparent OLEDs on top of each other with a shelf on the top, designed to have one display in an always-on mode to display a fixed image while watching content on another. The Shopping Managing Showcase concept is meant for department stores, offering a display on a wooden stand to be placed in front of physical products to add things like graphics or other information. Similarly, the Show Window concept uses four 55-inch displays to show graphics in window displays. The Google Fit app on iOS added the ability to measure respiratory and heart rates using a phone camera. Google rolled out this feature to supported Android phones starting in March, initially a Pixel-exclusive feature. The app warns these readings should not be used for medical purposes. The Economic Times of India reports that startups in the country raised nearly $36 billion in funding in 2021, up from $11 billion in 2020. The top 10 deals totaled $5.58 billion, including pre-IPO financing for Zomato, Ola, PolicyBazaar, and Paytm. China's National Development and Reform Commission and the Ministry of Commerce announced that as of January 1st, firms and industries banned from foreign investment will need to get regulatory approval before proceeding with share sales. These rules would also ban foreign investors from being in management in these companies and cap ownership at 30%. These rules create more roadblocks for companies pursuing an IPO through so-called variable interest entities, a structure popular with Chinese tech companies, although it doesn't outright ban them. In 2021, DuckDuckGo received 34.6 billion total search queries, up 46% from 2020. StatCounter reports the search engine had a 2.53% market share in the U.S. as of November 2021, up from 2.32% on the year, although this is still fourth behind Google, Bing, and Yahoo. According to Comparatech's tool to check sites blocked in China, Steam's global site appears to be blocked in the country. The Chinese version of Steam remains available, which launched in February, although it lacks community features and offers a limited library of just 103 games. And finally, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple hired Meta's former PR lead for its AR products, Andrea Schubert. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo believes the company could release a mixed reality headset in 2022. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.